And get ready. He's coming.
Ozzy?
No, but maybe at one time a friend of Ozzy's.
Yeah, there you go.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Sound like Santa Claus possessed by the devil. Hey, you ever wonder what it's like to be a Santa's helper? You know, the one you see at the malls. Well, we went to the authentic area Santa. This is the man when it comes to being Santa Claus. Completely looks the part. Has his own white, real hair and beard. And was professionally trained. The beard registered with the National Beard Registry. Didn't even know there was such a thing. We found him in the latest edition of Hampton Roads magazine, and we just had to talk to Santa, who says he's been doing this since 1979 and made a believer out of a lot of people. So, Santa, what kind of strange stuff are the kids asking for?
Well, the children are very practical, you know. They know the realities of the situation, and just so much can sit in the sleigh. And sometimes they'll ask for something outlandish like a reindeer of their own. Or, you know, of course, pony is perennially a very popular item. But, you know, they typically stick with Nintendos and Game Boys and all those kinds of good things. The choo-choo train is, and the rubber ball and the hula hoop is still very popular.
Wow, a rubber ball.
After all these years, yes, yeah.
Where do I find that kid? The rubber ball.
Well, you can't tell these kids definitively that they'll get what they ask for.
What you say is, you know, if you continue to be good, you're going to have a wonderful Christmas. And you don't promise an explicit gift or something like that. It's you know, because you don't know the circumstances at the household either. I had a little fellow. He was about 4 years old, and he had the weight of the world on his shoulders. And I asked him what he wanted for Christmas. And the first thing he said was, he says, "I want my daddy for Christmas." And I said, "Oh, well, where is your daddy? You know, he's on a ship." You know, that was the only thing he wanted. He wanted his daddy for Christmas. He didn't want to have a ball. He didn't want a bike. He didn't want a train. He didn't want anything except his daddy for Christmas. And I told him, I said, "Well, Santa will do what Santa can do." And with that, the light just lit inside of him. And he was very reassured and very happy. And he just bounced off of my lap and gave me a great big hug. And thank you, Santa, and dashed off. And his mother came over to me and said, "What did you say to my son?" And I said, "Well, he explained to me he wants his daddy for Christmas." So I said, "Oh, well, Santa will do what Santa can do." And she said, "Thank you so much." She said, "That's the happiest he's been in the last 6 months." And come to find out that the ship was docking December 21st.
Wow.
And so Santa was the hero after all.
Whoa. Oh, because I was holding my breath there. Buddy.
Good job, Santa. Good job. But have you ever had a kid ask for like a BMW or anything just, you know.
Outrageous?
Yeah, outrageous.
I did have one boy who asked me for a real live tank.
Wow.
He wanted a real tank.
That'll weigh down the sleigh.
Yeah. Well, that's what I told him. I said, "No, I just couldn't possibly deliver that in the sleigh. So I think we have to find something more appropriate, don't you think?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, yeah, that's probably right."
I was always afraid of wetting myself with excitement sitting on your lap. Now, do you have to have a backup suit and just in case something like that happens?
Well, yeah, we always have a backup, but I have to say, after all these years, I've never yet had a child wee on me like that. No, but I tell you, one of the confirmations you do get is when the child does totally buy into the situation. As you pick them up, you can discern a smell.
They break a little wind?
Break a little wind.
So when they're really into Santa, then they let out a little gas.
They feel the move of the spirit, yeah.
We're all breaking wind and excitement right now.
Well, I thought I heard something.
Santa, I know you have a whirlwind schedule, and people can find it if they go to thejollyoldelf.com.
That's correct. You look under scheduled visits.
Thejollyoldelf.com. Well, Jolly Old Elf, we appreciate you taking the time.
You folks are just wonderful over there at the Fox, and I'm very pleased to be here today. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
God bless us, everyone.